This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Rohill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola, Michola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Hit me with your best shot, where you guess the unconventional weapon that someone chose to use as a weapon. And finally today, animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem.
Well, let's do animalize this.
We go to Tennessee, where wildlife authorities were called out to rescue an unusual escaped pet. Now, the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency said officials responded to the report of an exotic animal on the loose in Knoxville and arrived to find the purported perpetrator that escaped was a tad unusual to be a pet. Now, the agency took the critter to the Young Williams Animal Center for care while attempting to locate the animal's owner. And the wildlife agency said, quote, "While these are Class 3 animals in Tennessee, meaning no permit required, it's crucial for exotic pet owners to keep them properly contained." Now, the post said exotic animal owners, they should be aware that escaped pets can damage the local ecosystem. It can be harmed themselves by wild animals or domestic pets. Anyway, the question for you is, what was the exotic pet that escaped in Tennessee? Was it a beaver? Was it an anaconda? Was it a monkey? Or was it a porcupine? So beaver, anaconda, monkey, or porcupine?
Miles, you got any guesses?
I think I'm going to go anaconda.
What do you think of Mike?
Just because they're saying that they could alter the ecosystem around them, I think this guy was weird, and I think he had a porcupine.
Porcupine. Mm-hmm. Okay, Matt?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go porcupine also.
Porcupine. Go. All right, here we go. Was it a beaver, an anaconda, a monkey, or a porcupine? We're going to find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster, and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Analyze this on Profile This. Tennessee wildlife officials called to rescue an escaped exotic pet. They caught the pet, still looking for the owner. Question is, what was the animal? Was it a beaver, an anaconda, a monkey, or a porcupine?
And Matt, that is a question that we posed to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You want me the old anaconda?
I don't want some unless you've got buns, hon.
My last name, Anaconda, I would have named my daughter Anna, because this is built in. Matt, you agreed with Mike Hawk. Both of you said a porcupine.
Come on, baby.
Which makes no sense. But you are correct.
Get out of here. You're right, it doesn't make sense.
Wait a minute, is not porcupines native to Tennessee?
That's why I thought no one would guess porcupines. They're talking about the fact that it'll, you know, disrupt the ecosystem.
Right.
And I'm like...
A beaver's native.
Right.
You got porcupines. The only options were anaconda or monkey.
Yeah, based on their statement, okay. It's a porcupine, and also how dangerous, you know, they're in danger from other animals. Like, porcupines do pretty well.
They're all right.
Now for all TV news all the time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I'm going to take you guys back to, I believe it was 2019 or 2020. There was a movie that was going to come out that was making an adaptation of a lot of people's favorite video game character and turning it into a more live-action CGI mixed movie, Sonic the Hedgehog. You guys remember that?
I do, because I've seen it.
Absolutely. Do you guys remember what happened when they finally released that first teaser trailer and everybody freaked out? Does anybody remember why everybody freaked out at that first teaser trailer?
No.
Because the imagery for Sonic was absolutely god-awful terrible. He looked terrible. I don't know how it happened, but somebody signed off on that design image and that idea of what Sonic the Hedgehog was going to look like, and they hated it. Audiences absolutely hated it. They sat there screaming, how in the hell did you F this up? He's already a computer-generated image, and you screwed it up. And I was one of the... I didn't follow society when they said... Go back, trust me, you're going to thank us when you do this. Go back to the drawing board, reanimate him into this movie.
All right.
Because my thought process was, this costs a lot of freaking money.
No, of course.
You know, it's not like somebody just go in there and just control all deleting stuff in there. Like, this takes a lot of time and a lot of effort to make this happen. Turns out, it made the movie wildly successful. Everybody absolutely loved it.
So they did actually change it.
They did completely change it. So the one that you saw, the one that you know and that you see, is actually the tried and true image. You know what? I'm actually going to sit here and look up the old...
Were they trying to make him look different for the movie?
I think so, because they were trying to bring it into a, they were trying to bring him to life. So they tried to make him look a little bit less cartoony. There on the left is what they first came out with, and on the right is what they reanimated him to.
Yeah,
okay,
that's horror movie Sonic.
Right, exactly. It didn't.
What is his deal? I don't know the
he's
character.
Sonic the Hedgehog? Yeah, he just runs quick.
All right, okay. And he's from another planet. Look, I learned this from
Rescue
the movie.
Little woodland critters.
Because my kids just thought, my son in particular, it's a great movie. It's not. But I would sit there and watch it with him, and he's from another planet, makes friends with the dude. Jim Carrey wants to kill him or whatever. It's fine.
Okay. All right.
Well, it has happened again. After a lengthy hiatus for the Shrek franchise, a new trailer for Shrek 5 has dropped. And in the trailer, Shrek and Fiona return as middle-aged parents watching as the magic mirror plays a Shrek montage. And since the trailer dropped, fans have taken to social media to make memes from the trailer or express surprise over the ogre and his family's new looks. There have been... they don't like it. There's something different about it.
Aren't they supposed to be older, though?
They are supposed to be older, and it's not necessarily that they made them look older, but what you see in that image... It's
not Shrek and
Fiona. They changed the design of it, if that makes sense. You can look this up. If you look new Shrek animation, it'll show you kind of a side-by-side image of when he first came out. Granted, 24 years ago when that first movie came out, became an absolute sensation, made three other movies in the meantime. This one's coming out, and he looks like he's a cameo in the Trolls franchise.
He looks a little angrier, maybe. Is that the right way to put it?
Anger isn't what I see in the face that seems to be the still shot. It's just kind of worry that wasn't ever really on his face. It doesn't fit the character.
I'm looking at it now, and you're right.
But there's even been suggestions to encourage DreamWorks and Universal, who produce and distribute the film respectively, to make changes to Shrek 5's animation. And they say anything is possible, as fan criticism over the first Sonic movie and its original design for the Blue Hedgehog actually got a response from the director. And that movie was delayed for 3 months while design changes were made.
It was just the funniest movie. It was the script. It was the lines that were dropped. It was the characters that were doing the movie.
And I think one of the things that it does there, yes, you're right, it's about the jokes and the content of the movie, but it's one
of
those...
the ones delivering it.
Right, exactly.
That's who you see delivering the lines, and if you make them look different, it kind of throws... It's like when you watch a TV, it's like a soap opera, right?
Sure.
So, Mike, you got a bigger contract, you're not going to do primetime TV or movies,
yeah.
But we're not going to kill your character, so you put Ted into your place.
Right.
And people are kind of like, well...
Well, wait a minute.
I know, but... And I know it's about the story and all that. It doesn't look right. That's not who I know the character to be.
Is enough time passed on the new generation of people who would enjoy Shrek to even know?
I think Shrek is still so big that even the newer generation that's coming up...
They're
watching all the old ones because it's what their parents are watching.
Yep.
So they're absolutely loving it. So what's going to happen there? I don't know. Is there going to be a redesign? It's fathomable. Right now, fans are freaking out about it. So
just do the redesign.
Yeah, exactly. Shifting gears, kind of sticking with comedy. Anybody remember Bruce Valanche?
Yes, he was.
I feel like I've only
kind
ever
of
heard
comedian
the name.
Who showed up on game shows. So he's the kind of guy you put in Hollywood Squares. You're not sure why you know him. He's mildly funny. He's kind of a chubby dude, had a big curly, like blonde mop of hair.
Yep.
And I want to say red-rimmed glasses or something like that.
And I want you to keep that energy because he recently appeared on The View. And jokingly to viewers who might not be familiar with his work. And he also then said, I would just like to say for you football fans out there, I am not Travis Kelce's mom. Apparently, he's been getting mistaken for Donna Kelce.
Yeah, I just looked at it because he used to always have a mustache and beard as I remember him.
Gotcha.
And I just pulled up a picture. He has shaved his face.
What in the world was his bit? I know that he's a comedian. Like,
I don't know.
Did he just do stand-up or...
I don't know.
He was just a game show guy.
I only knew him, right, as a B somebody on various game shows.
Okay, and apparently he looks like doggone Donna Kelce. I mean, you look at that, that's not too far off of Donna Kelce.
No, he's right.
Wow.
It looks like Donna's just standing there on the red carpet, just about ready to go do that thing. So there you go. So Bruce Valanche. Donna Kelce. Looks like each other there. Let's go back to the Oscars a little bit, because as it does go with the Oscars, you can't stop talking about it for some time after it's already happened. So we do have a few things there. Adrian Brody set an Oscar record with his acceptance speech. It was 5 minutes and 40 seconds long.
I don't think that's the record you want to hold.
No, it is not. The previous record was 5 minutes and 30 seconds, set by actress Greer Garson all the way back in 1943.
Oh, damn. Yeah, because you're taking away other people's time.
Exactly.
It's just not about you. It's about everybody who is a nominee, everyone who wins.
Well, and then I read another story today that Miley Cyrus was kind of, a lip reader caught her after she presented an award, and I don't remember who it was for, but there was some sound engineer that was getting up there. Everybody else on the cast was able to get up there, say their thank yous, say their I love yous to their family, and as he's coming up there, the mic cuts out so that he can't say, you know, I love you, Janet.
Yeah, you can clearly read her lips.
Right. She's like, dude, F that. So it's, you're taking away other people's time. And mm-hmm. That's always been my big issue with it. It's like, yeah, I get it that you're the big actress. You're the big actor. There's other people on this stage that made your movie happen.
And in the end, you all say the same thing.
Exactly.
You know, acting is a really important thing. Look, no one's disputing that. That's why they have the Oscars. That's why people watch it. You don't need to repeat it from person to person. And again, I just want to say, my love of movies. We know you love movies. You won a goddamn Oscar. Right. It's not like you answered some ad in the paper, man, and ended up doing it. Yeah. We know.
I'm not sure that I should thank you until I watch the movie.
No kidding. But that's actually not the only way that Brody annoyed people. He's getting a lot of blowback for taking his gum out of his mouth and tossing it to his girlfriend before the speech.
Oh, who cares? Peter Dinklage did it years ago. Everyone thought it was awesome.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, man. He pulled it out of his mouth and handed it. He didn't toss it, but...
If you're Adrian Brody, shouldn't you know that you're about to go up and give an acceptance speech?
I feel like he
wins every time he gets the doggone nomination.
He might, if he plays somebody who's beleaguered and being beaten down by society. I mean, look, there's a couple of sure ways to get yourself an Oscar, right?
Right.
You play someone who's stuck in a horrible situation, whether it's Schindler's List or anything that Adrian Brody does. Play someone who has any kind of special needs. You're definitely going to win an Oscar for that one. And Miggs put it best. He goes, hooker with a heart.
There you go.
Like, look, man.
Hooker with a heart.
You want to win an Oscar? Those are your three ways to do it.
Songwriter Diane Warren tied the record for
There we go. There she is. Diane Warren.
Diane Warren tied the record for most Oscar nominations without ever winning. Sunday night was her 16th loss.
Oh, 16. Okay.
16. Well done. Sean Baker became the first filmmaker to win 4 Oscars for the same movie, writing, directing, editing, and producing, all for Anora.
And again, no one's heard of the movie, but he had a clean-up night.
Yeah, no kidding. And then, not surprisingly, the majority of Americans think the Will Smith slap is the most memorable Oscar moment of all time and will probably never be topped.
Probably not. What else are you going to do to top it?
Assaulting a host on the stage, hard to top that.
Especially for a joke that you laughed at. You want to talk about being whipped. Remember, Chris Rock made his joke.
Exactly.
And initially, Will Smith was laughing.
Yeah.
Then his wife rolled her eyes. Then he got up. Why, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
And while we're still on the subject of the Oscars, I feel like it always has to come up just how much the Oscars doggone costs.
You mean the production of it?
To put it on. Not to mention, you know, we talk about all the outfits that everybody's wearing and everything that they're wearing and how expensive all that is. But actually, on the production side of it, of putting on the Oscars, here's a couple highlights here. The red carpet itself, the big time, this is how you know that you've made it in Hollywood. You are walking down the red carpet. The iconic 50,000 square foot red carpet where stars strut and haute couture is not cheap. It costs $24,700 to design, install, and maintain, with a crew of 500 working tirelessly for 600 hours to ensure that it is perfect, according to Bloomberg.
That's a bit much.
What's the design of the red carpet? Guys, first, lay it on the ground.
I think the type of material that you're using for the carpet, I think the backdrop that you have, I think the lighting that you're getting, any kind of garnishments that are all around it.
All right.
And then, like they're saying, they have a crew of 500 people working 600 hours, ironing that doggone thing out, bolting it in certain places, making sure that there's no wires here, there's gates up all around here. Now, is it overkill? You bet. It's also the Oscars.
Right.
So, the Oscars ceremony itself... $57.7 million. While it helps report estimates that the entire event will cost $57 million to host, which includes production, security, other logistics. Meanwhile, the Oscar statuettes, best guess, how much do those little statuettes cost? Yeah, per statuette.
$1,800
Miles, your best get of the Oscar statuette.
$10,000.
$400.
That's it?
I know, right? In comparison with everything else, like, oh, only $400?
You know,
okay.
I would say this to the actors, because a lot of them will go up there, and I get it, people get political, and it's like, we got to help these people, and these people that are broke here, we need to... How about you guys stay home, save $57 million, and donate that to charities?
Right.
Right, because if you win an Oscar, is it more important to you to be on TV to bore us with a speech that is exactly the same as everyone who's ever given a speech to won an Oscar, or just be on a Zoom call and say, hey, man... You won, right?
Exactly.
So you're still considered the best actor this year, best actors, but you saved $57 million on an unnecessary production
right.
for your self-aggrandizement.
Then
come on, man.
Let's face it, you could spend the money on the production value of just making a constant live stream that, you know, if you want to have a watch party at your mansion or whatever it is that we'll pop into from time to time.
There you go. Set up your Zoom camera, homie.
Exactly. Do it back the way that we did in 2020. It was not terrible other than the fact that they still tried to have live presenters, which I don't know why they still stuck with that. You don't need that. We've achieved a situation beyond that to where we don't need to burden people that would probably much rather just get drunk with their friends out there in the audience then get up there and have to present a doggone award.
But it's just one of those things. Like, look, man, you went to an award ceremony that costs $57 million, and you go up there and talk about whatever. It comes off as disingenuous.
Right.
Like, there's $57 million went into this production.
Exactly.
But you're going to tell us, I'd help raise money for this.
I would.
Raise for this charity. Stop doing it. Give the money to it.
I'd rather watch the ESPYs.
Yeah.
The Oscars, to me, are on the lowest. I mean, the Tonys, I don't watch them because I'm not familiar with Broadway.
Sure.
Right. So it's not that it's probably not entertaining. I don't
know anything we're going to talk about.
Sure.
But the Oscars, that is the thing that I care about the least.
Right.
When they start hyping this crap,
you haven't even heard of the movies.
I'd rather watch the American Music Awards, Grammy, anything else. Anything
else. Grammys, you get performances.
Yes.
Right. And I don't expect the actors to go up and recreate their scenes or anything, but like Grammys, you get, and it's all about the performances. Right. Basically, they'll tell you who's going to perform, and then they're like, oh, shoot, hey, man, real quick, record of the year. Yeah. Hey, good.
And TV video awards. They don't even make videos. I'd rather watch that.
The Vanity Fair party tickets. A ticket to the exclusive Vanity Fair Oscar party comes at a major price per couple, $83,000.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Man.
41 and a half. God per person. Damn.
You want to be my plus one?
The one that I always love. This is one, probably my favorite thing about the Oscars. The Oscar goodie bags. The Everybody Wins bags given to every nominee are worth a whopping $170,000.
What are we doing?
They've been known to include stays in five-star hotels in Barcelona and the Maldives, skincare lines, even personalized disaster recovery services. They're little fun goodie bags.
Personalized.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. How do you like that?
Those people need that.
They talk about
the
A-listers.
People that can afford it most.
The A-lister actresses look. The cost of an Oscar, of the Oscar look for an A-list actress averages at $1.5 million. From custom gowns to diamond jewelry, these red carpet outfits are made with the finest of materials. Average 1.5.
And most of those are rented.
Anybody remember the most expensive one that was ever worn on the red carpet?
No.
Cate Blanchett back in 2014 made history in 2014 by wearing what was then the most expensive Oscar
look ever. Oh, I saw that damn thing in South Africa. It was up in a display in the Diamond Museum because of the diamond she was wearing.
That is exactly right,
really,
Miles.
Oh, yeah.
It cost $18.1 million, and the jewelry alone was the 18 of that million.
Yeah, they had the dress, and they had the necklace.
$100,000 Armani gown and $18 million worth of jewels. And then finally, they go with the jewelry overload. Besides the extravagant gowns, jewelry is also in the spotlight. Lady Gaga's 2019 Oscars necklace, for example, a 128-carat yellow diamond from Tiffany & Company. By the way, these people get up on stage and lecture everybody about how we need to help everybody elsewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, they're wearing a 128-carat yellow diamond from Tiffany.
She basically had Secret Service detail on her the entire time.
Because of that diamond.
Right. Valued at $30 million.
That was in the display. Just how they had to pull that off, how they had to get that thing there, make sure that she couldn't go. She didn't go to the bathroom by herself.
No.
I mean, you cannot be by yourself.
I was like, wow, I would not want to wear that.
No.
I wouldn't feel comfortable.
On tonight, you got Kitchen Nightmares over on Fox, Deal or No Deal Island on NBC. And then late night tonight, I'm going to recommend that you, Seth Meyers, he's got Fred Armisen stopping by.
Oh, all right.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Utah teens' cornhole skills are good enough to get him a free college tuition, fully paid. Meanwhile, a thief learns when you see a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger. Be very afraid. After killing roommate, woman takes Mountain Dew bath to wash away the DNA. A woman gives birth in the back of a car. Same place she got that way. And a man is arrested while celebrating Palm Sunday at the train station. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Connecticut where you can't even get on a train anymore. Police received a call about a man that was disturbing the public by urinating and pleasuring himself in plain view of commuters.
Well, if they would stop staring at him, it wouldn't have bothered them so much.
He did flee the scene before authorities arrived, but was quickly identified, tracked down, and arrested. Do they not have bathrooms in the doggone train
station? They do. Sure. Yeah. They absolutely do.
Hey,
So, I mean, do your thing. Just do it behind closed doors.
And maybe I'm wrong, but it's Connecticut. I kind of put Connecticut on like a higher standard when it comes to our states and propriety speaking.
The richer parts, for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like they should be a little bit... That's not something that you hear out of Connecticut.
Not much.
No.
Not much.
Come on, man. Let's do better here. In other news, to Brazil, where they use clever methods to catch suspects, a man in the area was suspected of a theft great enough that warranted local authorities to sneakily apprehend him. They took the opportunity of a carnival that was taking place in the area to dress up and hide themselves in order to get close to the thief and move in to arrest him. But their choice of costume was a great one, as the police force dressed in full Power Rangers gear to disguise themselves before the arrest. He's now in custody as they search for his accomplice. I like
that. Had to be a surprise,
right? Because at first, you know, you got, there was like four or five of them.
Yeah.
And all these Power Rangers coming at you like, all right, cool. And then all of a sudden they take off their helmets and say, put your hands behind your back.
And even then, you might think it's still kind of a gag.
Right.
Because they're Power Rangers.
They're Power Rangers.
Until they actually handcuff you.
I want to see more of that.
And tell you your crime.
Right? I want to see more of that in this city, man.
Yeah, just like a superhero, man.
Hell yeah.
They're taking down my Spider-Man. You kind of go like, all right.
Let's start doing that. As long as we keep the badge. Let the officers walk around in like Superman uniforms or Spider-Man or something like that.
It's Comic-Con this weekend. This will be the perfect time.
Mm-hmm. Incognito, man.
Mm-hmm. Dressed like the Predator.
Yeah, you might get arrested there.
Thor's just going to come out there. Yeah. Horrible story out of Florida. Police responded to reports of a house fire in the area. This has a terrible story with an elderly man inside. They went in and found that the man had sadly passed, but they also found a bloody knife next to his body as well as a couple of cell phones. They identified the owner of one of the phones and found her wandering outside barefoot with a knife and hammer. Her story with the officers continued to change, prompting them to ask her for a DNA test. Not about to be caught in the act, the woman cleverly asked for a Mountain Dew before she took the test, which she then used to douse herself in an attempt to tamper with it. She's facing charges of murdering the 79-year-old man that she had been living with, as well as several other charges.
Is this like something she read on TikTok?
It has to
be. Why would you think, ooh, get rid of the evidence?
In the Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew.
Get rid of your skin.
Good it's like, Lord.
We're just going to take your blood, man.
Like, that, she done Mountain Dew on herself.
Mountain Dew, yeah. That's how it happened there. But just in case those stories have to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Ogden, Utah, where one young man beat the odds and found himself in a better situation. He had gone into his freshman year of high school with dreams of playing at the college level, hoping to get a scholarship. But those dreams changed when he fell ill with an autoimmune disorder that made playing the game more difficult, especially at that level. His hopes were dashed, but one fateful family camping trip changed his life. You see, he and his dad had picked up the game of cornhole, even going so far as to enter in a local tournament, and they won the whole thing together. With newfound life, he poured his energy into perfecting his cornhole game and can proudly say that he'll be playing at the collegiate level as he becomes the first teenager in Utah to get a college scholarship for cornhole.
Yeah, they're not known for the cornhole.
No, they're not.
I don't know.
Is this nationwide now? The colleges have cornhole teams?
I wouldn't be shocked, man. It's on ESPN 8.
That's true. And, you know, I'll get suckered into it every once in a while.
You bet.
Because you can't believe how good these guys are.
Right.
I know you can get a full ride.
It's like darts. It's like bowling. It's like, okay, it's one of those that does require skill to do well.
Sure. So, if you play with a beanbag most of your life, you're going to be good at it.
100%.
That's why it's mostly guys.
Damn it, Miles. You know what? One more wild story out of New Jersey where the sun came out on a rainy day. A local family was reeling from a loss that they had incurred earlier the morning when they rushed for the car after one of them who was pregnant got the signal that the baby was on the way.
The signal. My water broke.
Exactly. Mom and daughter jumped into the car but didn't make it too far down the road before the daughter's water broke there in the car and they were forced to have the baby right there on the side of the road. On the phone with medical staff, the mother was able to bring her granddaughter into the world safely just minutes before paramedics arrived, and it is worth noting that the newly dubbed grandmother had sadly lost her own mother earlier that morning. That morning.
Wow.
So they were literally sitting around the table. Pregnant daughter was sitting there eating lunch. They're just kind of processing the fact that grandma's gone. And, baby's 2 weeks early.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But there it is. So now they got a beautiful baby girl that kind of hopefully bring a little sunshine on a cloudy day there. Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You got college and NBA basketball on tonight, a late spring training baseball game as well, and your Seattle Kraken are hosting the Minnesota Wild right here at home. Find out where to watch all those games in one convenient location, the Sports on One app. Things are clearing back up tonight as far as your weather, as we'll be experiencing partly cloudy skies and a low of 40. And that brings us to tomorrow, where we can expect a mix of sunshine and a high right around 53. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Yes, indeed.
See you tomorrow for the return of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Jolene is up next.
Yeah, that first. But yes, indeed, yeah. It is in fact all true. But until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake,
stay beautiful.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.